is we're working with the respective lead agency and organizations that are responsible for managing refugees. So the way we work with them is that we come up with proper guidelines and laws on how refugees ought to be managed. So this we do in partnership with the Ministry of Disaster Preparedness, with the likes of international organizations like the likes of the UNHCR and all these other international NGOs, whose primary role is to see to it that refugees live live an appropriate lifestyle. Now, I also need to bring to the attention that we now have what we call the Environment Protection Force, and this is being supported by other arms of government, of enforcement of government, including the army and the likes. So we are working together with these entities to ensure that people who break the law, the environment law, aspects of the environment law, are brought to book. And then also, these personnel are now being, brought closer to the communities where such crimes have been reported. And the purposes of having such enforcement entities is to deter potential, people who would, potential areas where such things happen. So we're taking baby steps, but we have already started achieving some results. The same happens to the question from Kizito Interego, who was asking about those who are caught burning charcoal. You said that he hears that the people get caught.
Yeah.
What happens to them? They are prosecuted in the courts of law, and after they have been taken to court and the sentence is passed, it is they are either they could be fined, they could be jailed, or both. So it is up to the court to determine the punishment for these people, and I can confidently report that there are a number of such offenders who have gone through the entire legal process. At NEMA, we have a full division, a full legal division, and their primary work is to prosecute such suspects. And we have been having so many cases, and we have been handling one at a time. So most of those who are got are taken to court, and then the law takes its course. They are either fined or they are taken to jail or both. And finally, about bush burning. Bush burning doesn't happen in isolation. It happens in the community. So what we are doing is, one, aside from sensitization, we are working with the community leaders. And how do we work with them? One, we help them in coming up with bylaws. Two, we do sensitize them on what the law says about bush burning and other environment, other practices that are degenerative to the environment. So we work with the respective local governments and community leaders to sensitize people about the negatives of bush burning. And we hope with this continuous sensitization, we shall realize behavioral change among our communities.
All right. I think you've ably answered the three callers. Maybe we should have a closing remark. Our time is up.
Okay. My closing remarks, thank you for having us here. Let us take the environment message very seriously. We call upon everyone to participate in the World Environment Day activities. And finally, the environment is our motherland. Everything that we enjoy on this planet Earth comes from the environment. If we abuse it, we shall be abusing our very source of livelihood. So let's take environment seriously. And, I look forward to engaging with the people in West Nile more. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Evelyn. Thank you, Amos, and thank you, Tony, for coming. And to you, our listener, thank you so much for listening in and for participating as well. We have more of our interesting programs coming your way. Keep listening. Bye-bye.